Joel Rising has surely had this experience. Many frequent travelers have a screaming baby on the airplane. But what's that baby doing there anyway? Is it safe for infants to fly? Dr. Sydney Spiesel is a pediatrician and a professor at Yale Medical School, as well as a contributor to Slate.com. And when we spoke earlier, I asked him if a new study out on this topic had any answers.
What the study says is if you have normal kids, yes, you know, when you're flying, the air pressure goes down in a plane. It's as if we were walking around the top of a mountain that's maybe 5,000 feet. The amount of oxygen that's available for absorption is about three-quarters, because of the lower pressure, is about three-quarters of that, of the same amount at sea level. And young children, we know, don't do quite as well with lower oxygen levels as older. But in fact, millions of kids fly, and they really fly quite well without problems.
And no problems for their ears?
Well, there sometimes are problems for their ears. I mean, whenever you hear a kid screaming their brains out behind you or in front of you on a plane, probably that kid is having air pressure problems. And what happens is that if they can't pop their ears very well, that is, popping your ears is equalizing the pressure in the middle ear with that in the atmosphere around you, which we mostly do by making those funny little motions with our jaw and swallowing and things like that. Little kids often don't know how to do that. What can happen is that as the pressure in the plane drops, the pressure in the middle ear remains sea level, and so the eardrum gets stretched. And eardrums don't like to get stretched. Sometimes they get stretched badly enough so they can even tear, although that's really quite rare. One of the things that it does lead to is terrible pain sometimes for kids. I always recommend that parents give kids something to drink, and sometimes just sort of chewing on a candy increases saliva so that you swallow and it allows pressure to equalize.
Okay, so for kids who are not healthy, what about them?
Well, some of them are, it is a problem. You know, ones that come to mind right away are the kids who are really significantly premature and who are in the newborn special care unit for a while and who have this chronic lung disease that we sometimes see in graduates of the newborn care unit. Those kids might need extra oxygen. Sometimes we recommend that those kids, the parents, talk to a pulmonologist before flying, because there are tests that can be done that indicate what will happen if the oxygen level drops a little bit. Some of those kids are going to need extra oxygen, which the airlines, you can always arrange that in advance with the airlines, although sometimes the supplemental oxygen comes with a supplemental price.
Now, what about taking medication on board? Because if kids have maybe other problems like asthma or cystic fibrosis, heart disease, whatever, things that need treatment on the plane, is that hard now to get that in your carry-on baggage?
It isn't hard. In fact, I very strongly, especially for kids with asthma, I very strongly recommend that. You should absolutely bring them on board. However, in this day and age of airport security problems and so forth, it's really important to bring a copy of the prescription with you so you can show, as you check in, you can say, look, my doctor says I need to have this.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Sydney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician and a Yale Medical School professor, and he comes to us via the online magazine Slate. China tries a new sport at the Olympics, sailing, when day-to-day continues.